You are listening to Real World News.
South African trade unionists pay tribute to Hugo Chavez. The National Union of Metal Workers of South Africa, NUMSA, held a memorial in Durban in honor of late Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez, who died last March 5th. The ceremony was held at NUMSA's headquarters on Guevara Road. The trade union comprises workers of the mine and steel energy sectors. Hugo Chavez Memorial on March 24th was held at the end of the seminar called by NUMSA called Understanding BRICS Through the Prism of Energy. Trade unions, social movements and organizations from South Africa, Brazil, Russia, India and China participated in the event, as well as environmental organizations such as two members of Friends of the Earth International, Friends of the Earth Brazil and Groundwork Friends of the Earth South Africa. BRICS stands for Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, all countries considered emerging economies. The heads of state of BRICS met in Durban from March 25th to the 27th to talk about their trade and political relations and the world's future. For this reason, NUMSA took the opportunity to organize a three-day seminar and a memorial in honor of Chavez to put their concerns on the agenda. A popular forum named BRICS Bottom Up was also held in Durban in parallel to the official summit. Over 500 representatives of social organizations from Africa and BRICS participated. The forum was hosted by Groundwork Friends of the Earth South Africa and the Center for Civil Society of the University of KwaZulu-Natal and had the support of organizations from all over the world. We now share the address of the National Coordinator of Education of NUMSA, Dinga Sigwebu, during Chavez Memorial March 24th, together with some chants from the Zulu struggle. The trade union leader recognized the role of the former Venezuelan president in recovering hope for Latin America and Africa in times of capitalism and of a stronger promotion of the neoliberal model. The audio was kindly provided by Friends of the Earth Brazil.
Amanda. Amanda, viva NUMSA, viva! Viva NUMSA, viva! Pambili nomzabalazo wabasebenzi pambili! Pambili nomzabalazo wabasebenzi pambili! Pambili nomzabalazo we socialism pambili! Comrade Chair, comrades, it's a good spirit to be in this room. Let me just say a few things, comrades. That some of us who were around in the 80s, we saw a dark period starting from 1989. 1989, with the collapse of the Berlin Wall, we saw a collapse of what was the experiment of the 20th century to build an alternative to capitalism. So when the Soviet Union collapsed, when the Eastern European experiments collapsed, when the attempts to build socialism in Africa, in countries like Angola, Mozambique, Guinea-Bissau collapsed, we saw this dark cloud laying over humanity. And the ideologues of capitalism said this is a proof that socialism does not work. The ideologues of capitalism said that there is no alternative to capitalism. And the Mampila Ramphele of today, those days said to many of us that if your child is not a socialist or communist when he or she is 21, then there must be something wrong with how you brought up that kid. But if that kid continues to be a socialist and a communist when he or she is 35, then you must wonder what's wrong. And basically what Mampila Ramphele was saying, comrade, is that socialism is a passing thing. It's young people who get excited by events and then they become socialists. But when they become older, they realize that this thing, man, it does not work. So there was this backlash, comrades, in the late 80s, late 90s, that socialism is not something viable. And what happened with the initiatives by people like Comrade Hugo Chavez was to bring back the hope. When many people said that socialism cannot be built, what Chavez has done is to show that it is possible in the 21st century to build socialism. That there is in the 21st century an alternative to capitalism. And when we, as NUMSA, When our central committee said that in Durban on the 24th, we must have a memorial session for the comrade of Venezuela, Comrade Chavez, who died recently, it was a feeling among the central committee that what Comrade Chavez, his comrades in Venezuela have done is to inspire a new generation of revolutionaries. The Central Committee statement, Comrade, says that in the context of a no hope, Comrade Chavez provided a hope that an alternative society can be built. And for that reason, Comrade, we say as NUMSA, long live the spirit of Comrade Chavez, long live.
Long live.
Long live the comrade of the spirit of Comrade Hugo Chavez, long live.
Long live.
Comrades, what I want to just say is that when everyone was retreating from socialism, when some of the leaders of the Communist Party in the 90s with the collapse of the Soviet Union allowed their membership of the Communist Party to lapse, we as NUMSA said that the struggle for socialism continues. How long it takes, however difficult it's going to be, we as NUMSA believe that the struggle for socialism must continue. There is no other alternative. We must continue to struggle for socialism. And as a union, Comrade, we have decided that the Central Committee in August last year decided that as NUMSA, we are convening a conference on how to build socialism in South Africa. And that conference is scheduled for November this year. We have been calling in COSATU for the conference of the left, the conference on socialism. It gets adopted. But you know, comrades, that sometimes these resolutions you adopt, but there is no movement. And as NUMSA, we've decided to take the initiative. And as part of this initiative, comrades, the union is planning a visit and a study of what is called living experiments of socialism. And I was with Comrade Collier in Venezuela for 2 weeks in November last year. And we went there to go and start discussing with the comrades in Venezuela when NUMSA sends a delegation to go and study the Venezuelan experiment that the preparation. And what I want to share with you, comrades, are just a few experiences that I had. And as I've said in the Central Committee, 2 weeks is not a good enough time to study a country. But the impression that was left on me by the 2 weeks that I spent in Venezuela, I could see that something was happening. Something different to what we've experienced after 1994 in this country was happening. Let me just make some of the anecdotes. The comrades who are in the Central Committee might have heard this. But let me repeat for the benefit of other comrades. I landed in Venezuela on a Monday at 10 in the evening. And unfortunately, there was no one from the organization that had invited us who was at the airport, which is usual sometimes when we do this travel. And I then took a taxi because I had the name of the hotel. Taxi driver said, look, how long am I going to spend in Venezuela? I said, 2 weeks. He said, look, I am prepared. If you take this card, you must phone me, and then I can drive you around. But don't do this between 8 and 12. So I wanted to know, where are you between 8? I mean, I thought, what type of taxi driver is this who doesn't work and works in the afternoons? And this comrade said to me, from 8 to 2 o'clock, I'm at the university. I am attending what is called the Bolivarian University because Commandant Chavez has made available for all the adult people who didn't have a university education, has opened the doors of university for old people, adult people, to study for free at the university. That's right. So the comrade, morning, he goes to a university, and this university called the Bolivarian University has campuses throughout Venezuela. And people for whatever reasons, were excluded, didn't have the opportunity because they are poor, have now access to university education. So when the Freedom Charter says that the doors of learning and culture shall be open to all in our country, and we see that students like SASCO are still marching for free education and tertiary education, what I saw was that Comrade Hugo Chavez had opened the doors of learning and culture for the working class. I will share, Comrade Woody, maybe you start distributing some of that about the achievements of that. And this is what, for me, was the first thing that struck me in my visit. And what Comrade Chavez has done is that parallel or next to the education department of what is inherited, the bureaucracy, he has what is called missions. So there is a mission for education, there's a mission for health. Instead of going through the bureaucracy, who sometimes sabotages what he wants to do, he set up all these missions, and one of the missions was the mission on education. And those comrades, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time so you can read for yourself. When Comrade Chavez came in, Venezuela had high levels of illiteracy. High levels of illiteracy. And by 2005, from the time that Comrade Chavez came into office, the United Nations declared that illiteracy in Venezuela had been eradicated, meaning that people who could not write and read now were able to. Now, sometimes the comrades say these achievements are not mentioned. Sometimes these are ignored. But as Lucia was saying, some of the facts are there. And if you look at that, comrades, the numbers of children attending school, comrades, I'm on 0.6. The number of children attending school increased from 6 million in 1998 to 13 million in 2011. And the enrollment rate is now at 93.2%. If you jump on to comrade 8, maybe you know I know my comrade. I ask. If you read their comrades, Mission Rebirth and Mission Sucre allowed tens of thousands of young adults to undertake university studies. Thus, the number of tertiary students have increased from about a million to about 2.3 million in 2011, assisted by the creation of these universities. Again, your comrades say, we don't want to be personal. At the Central Committee, the deputy, second deputy president of COSATU, Comrade Losi, was there, and she's been appointed onto a task team on transformation of universities. And I said to her, Comrade Losi, you must tell Comrade Blake Zimani. You must tell Comrade Blake Zimani that we are not happy with loans, that our kids are not happy with the persons. What we struggle for is the question of free and compulsory education. And that when we talk about transformation of a higher education in this country, we must follow or lead an example of what is happening in Venezuela. Let me move on, comrades. That was my first experience, my first night in Venezuela. The second time I was with Comrade Collier, and Comrade Collier, we were speaking to unionists in Venezuela. And one of the places that we went to is an oil company, the Venezuelan oil company called the PDVSA. And this oil company, comrades, was previously owned by private interests, private business. And what Chavez and his comrades had done was to take over and nationalize this company. And many of the things that are being done in Venezuela in terms of social upliftment of ordinary people is because the commanding heights of the economy has been taken over by the state, that in some of these companies there's core management, meaning workers and some of the state officials run some of these companies. When we got to this the headquarters of PDVSA, and Kolya is wearing a t-shirt of PDVSA, which was given to him by the comrades there, the first place we were taken to was a clinic. There is a clinic in the company with doctors, with nurses, and staff at this company can go to this, no medical aid, they can go free to this clinic. And what Chavez has done is that he has used oil and the petroleum that he produces to give over to Cuba. Because remember, Cuba, with the fall of the Soviet Union, had a problem of how to continue the supply of energy. And when Chavez came, he forged this relationship Venezuela, forged a relationship with Cuba. And what the Cubans do, because they have many medical doctors, they give the medical doctors to Venezuela, and Venezuela gives them oil. That is what is called, comrade, not a trade, it's called solidarity. Because sometimes when we hear our leaders here go around, they say, look, we are signing a trade agreement with this country and that country. And this is a solidarity between countries that want to break from the empire. And what we have, you share with those comrades that we have, and those comrades give you what you have. And this is internationalism at its best. So we saw this clinic, and we went around the clinic. When we were taken out of this headquarters, the half of the building had been given to ordinary people who had their houses were lost because of floods that had happened before we got there. Now, Caracas, which is the capital of Venezuela, has these mountainous areas. And when it rains, the poor people who live on the mountains, their houses get washed. And when this happened, Comrade Chavez and his government said all the parastatals must give up space, that state-owned enterprises must give up space so that the people who are homeless can live in this house. Kolya is a witness. We moved into this. They said no pictures we can take, but we saw families living in state-owned enterprises. But the flood victims were not only in state-owned enterprises. They were living in some of the five-star hotels. Because what Chavez did was also to nationalize some of the five-star hotels. And the hotel that the unionists, when they were there, were living in, called the Alba Hotel, is a nationalized, state-owned hotel. Kolya lived not in a private, not in a Lamborghini, not at Southern Sands, but in a hotel, five-star, owned by the people of Venezuela. Now, I know, comrades, that countries are different. When I came back from Venezuela, in this province, it was the beginning of December, there were floods. And we do try to help the people who are facing floods, put them in community halls, put them in tents. And my question was that if a Chavez can use oil to ensure that when there's time of disaster, the people can be treated in a dignified manner, we in this country have minerals, we have all the resources, but we still put our people in tents. That people must wait for 9 months, for 12 months before they are replaced. And when they get replaced, sometimes they go back to the same shacks. And I felt that, look, there is a different way of doing this. The last thing, comrade, is on here. The last thing is on here. We met a number of units. And these unionists that we're having, we interviewed, we had about 18 interviews talking to, in the main, unionists in Venezuela. And one of the days when we finished the meeting, we saw these comrades with coupons. So we wanted to know what these coupons were about. And these, vouchers. And these comrades, four of them, when we met them, were way speakers. Way speakers, but seven are popular to come to it. And we met these way speakers in this, on top of the Alba Hotel, which is nationalized, at in a loft. Remember, calling upstairs. View of it. There are the way speakers. And these comrades, they said, look, what we do get from the government is that if your wages is lower, you get a voucher which allows you to go and get beans, cooking oil, a portion of meat, a portion of this from what is called, when they in network, your Woolworths, and nationalized. And these comrades can go to these food stores, this chain market, and use these vouchers so that they can supplement and get a food that is good for their nutrition. And this comrade, this company called PDVAL, is a network of companies, and all these vouchers are used in this nationalized. Mm-hmm. So after work, some of the comrades, they take their coupons for a month, they go in there, they get their beans, they get their cooking, and they go in there. And this is to supplement what they get in terms of wages. And if you read in here, comrades, if you read on some of these facts, they will tell you how poverty has been reduced, how levels of inequality have been reduced in Venezuela over the time of Chavez. And comrade Chavez, I must say, was loved by the Venezuelans. And when we're doing our interviews, and we're making it as a joke, because after every second sentence, you just hear the Venezuelan people that we're talking to, talking about Comandante Chavez, Comandante Chavez, Comandante Chavez. And this we didn't understand until we saw what the comrade. Just to conclude, comrades, in terms of the context that Comrade Muso was talking about here, we are here with some of the workers from all parts of the country, NUMSA, what we call the Research and Energy Group, and we are coming to a BRICS seminars and activities around Durban. And as you all know, comrades, that BRICS is Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, and they have formed this alliance in the world. And we are told that this is an attempt to have an alternative to Western imperialism, that we must have hope that these five countries are presenting an alternative to imperialism. Now, we've been in the last few days talking in this room about whether BRICS represents an alternative. And many of us, and when I have this debate in NUMSA, is that we're not convinced that BRICS provides an alternative. And there will be workshops about discussing what BRICS represents. But I think if we're talking about a memorial session for Hugo Chavez, I think it's important to look at what Lucia was talking about. If you look, comrades, on just the points on regional integration, point 48. See, it's an apple, comrades. You can't have been in that. The creation of the Bolivarian Alliance for the Peoples of our America, ALBA, in 2004 between Cuba and Venezuela laid the foundation of an inclusive alliance based on cooperation and reciprocity. Bona ke comrades, unumsa ke kuyakhulunjwa. Awuphumi emhlabeni ungaphumanga le concept. Irreciprocity ke comrades, ina ethe lo unayo unginika le wena ninayo ngimunika. Without angisho comrade. Yes. And this is what people used to do in this part of the world. I'm asking as close, comrade. Sina sina indokwa indod. Indod engena nkomo. Iyaboleka inkomo yenye indod ukuthi nayo ithini isenge tholukisi. Sithi ke lo nkomo inkomo yenqoma. Uthi nobhekile khona phela lithi ukuthi kukhona ikhaya. Uthola ukuthi elikhaya. Imani comrade. Uthole ukuthi apha kukhona i-offense that in this home they can't have food. What the people in the village used to do is to take a cow, cattle, and give over to them so that those people can milk. So what ALBA is, comrade, is not like a trade block. ALBA is not a trade block between these countries. The ALBA comrade, inkomo yenqoma, lay in Latin America. And you'll see in their comments that in 2011, and this was what Lucia was talking about Chile, that a community of Latin American and Caribbean state has been formed. And this was against an attempt by the U.S. to form a trade block that starts in Canada, goes right down to Latin America under the hegemony of the U.S. And the comrades opposed this integration. They opposed this integration so that they can have a different form of integration. Now, the question that we must ask us is BRICS like ALBA? Is BRICS like CELAC? Is BRICS a counterpower to imperialism? Or is BRICS an attempt to work within the system so that the elites of the five countries are able to exploit other countries in their neighborhood? And this is what we as NUMSA want to do. And the comrades who are at the COSATU as we speak are wanting to, NUMSA comrades, are there to say to COSATU, don't be fooled by some of the left talk of the BRICS leaders. Don't be hoodwinked and think that what are these BRICS? From the evidence that is there, is that BRICS is there to facilitate the penetration of multinational corporations. But companies like Tata are linking up with a company of Petrus Mutsiko, which is called the Harmony, and they are setting up companies in Zambia, in Mozambique. But the Brazilian company called Vale is already linking up with a company, a South African company, to exploit Mozambique. And that all of this is to facilitate exploitation. And if we're going to learn anything, comrade, from Comrade Chavez, is that we've got to look at regional integration as a different way of doing it. That if we've got to link up with other countries, we don't link up in an exploitative manner, but we link up in a spirit of reciprocity in line with Inkomo. Comrades, as NUMSA, we are still committed for the study tour to Venezuela to continue. We told the comrades in Venezuela, when we spoke to them, that the revolution in Venezuela, the Bolivarian process that they embarked on, is an inspiration to many workers around the world. That many workers, when they look at Venezuela, they get inspired that an alternative is possible. And we are hopeful that the departure of Comrade Chavez, will not allow space for the enemies of the progressive achievements that have been made. Because already there, we picked up in Venezuela, when the Comrade Chavez was sick, we were already looking at way of reversing them. Our message to the comrades is that they've got to protect the Bolivarian Revolution, not for their own sake, not for the sake of their own kids, but for the sake of humanity. Because, comrades, Batisbane, Hausleki P, Hans Gutafi, Hausleka Pezu, Wetafi, Uzatini, Sikani Selabati, that the Bolivarian Revolution has inspired many people around us. And we hope that, comrades, whatever little we could do, the promises that we made to the people of Venezuela, we as NUMSA will be able to emulate what they are doing and in a way introduce some of those. Doesn't matter what they say, comrades, about this union. Doesn't matter where they say it's a workers' union. Doesn't matter where they say it's a counter-revolutionary union. It doesn't matter what they say that, look, it's a bolele kalen. One thing that is clear, comrades, is that we are a revolutionary union, we are a militant union, and we won't abandon the struggle for socialism. Nobabatini, we as NUMSA, our founding principle was that we are fighting for an alternative system to capitalism. And we did this, comrades, the state of emergency. Communism was banned in this country. Anyone who had been promoting communism had been put in jail. But our preamble puts it quite clear that we are fighting for a society where exploitation by one person of another person must be abolished. And we will remain true to that. And in that way, we would have honored the spirit of Comrade Hugo Chavez. Amanda! Amanda!
You are listening to Real World News.